Everybody, well, tonight is Friday, and this is January 2nd, 2015. And let's look at maybe conditions that you may have had the last few days. So here we go. So if you have something bothering you, we will release that energy from you, maybe emotional trauma or something. So here we go, releasing that energy. Think of something. One, two, three, four, and five. And I will do the light beam. So bring up the first one. Male energies are going to be coming your way with peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next will be the non-gender, and I'll just count. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And the last one, the female energies. So here they come, or here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. I guess I could say here she comes. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, that should probably get you more centered here. And tonight's our paranormal program. And then also in a couple of days, this coming Sunday, we're doing our four-hour special conference call, 1 o'clock Pacific. And it's going to be to plant your seeds of intentions for the new year. Be sampling the energies that will more than likely be here. We'll also do water charging with 7 containers of water. That we normally do at the very end of the call. So we'll have 3 hours of healing also possibly. Every call is a little bit different, but you're going to be able to sit with each one of those special energies. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. And the cost is $20. So if you don't know about that and you'd like to have us send you a little flyer talking about it, just send it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send you over a way to read what we're doing. So back to you, Cindy. Are you out there?
I am here, Ron, and I'm very excited about the special New Year's event. I'm just reviewing the flyer that went out, and I'd like to remind everyone out there, if you did not receive a flyer in the last, say, week, then be sure and go on to creationlightship.com and subscribe. Put your email in there, and that way you'll get the special events. And as Ron said, you can always, for this time, you can send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can forward that flyer to you. And Ron, I just wanted to also tell you that I'm excited about the drinking water. And I see here it says be sure to have the 7 bottles of drinking water water ready, as you mentioned, 1 quart up to 1 gallon size containers. And so how long will those containers be activated for us?
Okay, yeah, the water activation will start with number 1, so we'll just label them number, 1, 2, 3, going up to 7. And the first one you're going to be drinking the next day, which will be Monday. So it'll be for 1 week of water for 7 days. So it will actually be used for the next day for number 1. And the number 2, will be the next day, which will be Tuesday. And the water, if you have any extra left over, then you may want to put it into a foot bath to help yourself out. But you don't want to drink number 1 water on the second day or something. You don't want to hoard the water. Just use it up and then start the next container. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay, great. Thanks for that clarification, Ron. And I remember, I'll ask you if I'm remembering this correctly, in the previous years, we pre-noted our intent for the 12 months of 2015 in this case. And is that useful for us to do this year, to mark it in advance?
You're going to be feeling the energies. And so you want to write down, in the sense, the first thing, you probably want to write down what you are planning to do next year. You want to do a job change or something, or, whatever it is, you'd want to know that in advance. And then sort of feel what month might be good to do that in, we'll say. So that's kind of how it works. And then you actually are going to know, what energy is going to be more in sync, more in alignment with what you're planning to be doing. Now, if you don't know, then just kind of take note on how the energy feels, and you may, you know, figure that you or find out that you want to do something maybe in a month from now, and you go, oh, I want to do this here. Now, I'll get out my little list and see what energy seems to relate to what I want to do. And maybe it's going to be in April. So you go, okay, I'll just kind of maybe wait possibly till April. It's kind of, you know, how you want to look at it. It's how the energy is going to be flowing next month. And, you know, the month after, and, you know, we have 12 months. So just to give you, like, a little heads up on what's kind of coming down the pike for you to experience.
Excellent. So
I have had people in the past talk about, you know, maybe after, you know, we'll say June, July, they would actually say, yeah, you know, I'm looking back on what I wrote, and this seems to be pretty much correct for what I got, and I can kind of use it like a little roadmap. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, that's a good point, because if we don't make a note, are we really going to remember? So
that's why you write down
similar
what
go
what
ahead.
I do and how the energies feel to you.
Right. I was just reconfirming how important that is, and with healings too. I feel like it's great to note before and after healings, or maybe even, I don't know, could even be a week after what is different. Would that be useful also, Ron?
Yeah, it could be, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, let's see here. CreationLightship.com is the website Ron has created for the over 500 healing options that he and Creation Lightship have put together for us. And be sure and check out the left side of CreationLightship.com for the recommended healings, especially if you're new, and also the free sample healings. And then if you look down below to the left, there are some categories that are very useful to look by topic. And then on the right side, I mentioned you can subscribe to CreationLightship.com newsletters. They don't come out very often, maybe once a month. And also their archives and the BBS icon also to click on to listen to the shows and connect to the fast chat. And if you have any questions regarding how to connect to the fast chat site, and the fast chat, clsquestions@yahoo.com is the perfect place to send your inquiry. And then also any comments or testimonials can be sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'll try to read through the chat room also. And just so you know, tonight we will not be taking calls because we have probably 3 hours of information that we'd like to cover. So, however, we do have a few emails that we wanted to go through. So, I would like to bring up one email. And I guess it closed on me, so I guess I won't be bringing that up. I wanted to mention on the CLS chat site that the top of the site, you'll see different headings of information, and you can see the alert for the 2015 seed intent. You can click on there and get the link that goes to creationlightship.com if you just happen to be in the chat site. There's also information regarding YouTube videos that Ron has put together for us as a tutorial for Timeline Crash on how to use, and certainly great for newcomers to creationlightship.com. But if you have ran the clearings before, it would be interesting to get your feedback on that also. A longtime participant of creationlightship.com created that video for us. It's a step-by-step tutorial. So we would love to have your feedback on that. Okay, I'm back into the email now. And let's see here. Tonight is Paranormal Friday, and we have a listener that wanted to know about entities being in babies. And I don't know if that meant newborn babies or, you know, toddler-type babies. So, Ron, how do you feel that entities affect babies?
Well, they can definitely come in, even in animals, you know. I'm sure that they could, remember, in a baby, the baby's not going to be that conscious to know what's going on, so it could be a very good host with a lot of spirit energy. And very possibly they may be using the baby to get the parents upset and to do things that could be used for body hopping. So like I've mentioned before, even dogs can get entities. You may wonder why one day your dog bit you. Never bit you before in your life, or your cat bit you, and you go, wow, what is really happening here, you know? And you get upset with your animal. Well, it's just probably an entity crawled in, didn't like you or like what you were doing, and then it did that. There's a great YouTube video, you know, which I talk about once in a while. I'll talk about it now. It's about the barking cat. That's quite interesting. And then I saw some other ones, which are really fascinating for me. I was tuning into cats, you know, on YouTube, and all of a sudden they have some cats that are actually talking, and some were actually like almost singing to songs. So a person would play a song, and the cat would make some a meow at a certain point on the song. It was very, very, very cute. And anyway, it's just how they're trying to communicate. Now, going a little sideways on our paranormal night, what's in that cat? You know, maybe it could be possibly a life form that wants to talk. I won't say it's human because I didn't see any human-looking eyes. There is a website out there where they actually show trapped humans, we'll call it, inside of animals. You look at those eyes inside of a dog and you know that, yeah, there's a human in, or at least a spirit of a human, using that term, inside of that dog. And, you know, there was maybe like 20 of these examples. So I guess getting back to the original question, the whole thing is, can something be possessed? Because when that comes in, as an entity comes in, that is possessed with something other than what, you know, shouldn't be there. You know, the original spirit should be there, but nothing else. So, yeah, anything could be. The dark side will normally pick something that is related to you, which could be your child or neighbor or kid or somebody, and, you know, have some fun with that body that they're in to cause you situations and harm, maybe. So, yes, and naturally, you know, people get entities all the time. Oh, you wonder why somebody's upset with you one day. You're doing hardly anything at all that would be, you know, normal for that person, and they fly off the handle, and you go, wow, must be an entity in there. It finally had a chance to communicate to you, maybe not in the nicest way, but that's how they entities work. And they have their own lifestyle. So the whole thing is they're stealing energy from the person that they're inside of. And then also they can body hop from one person to the next. And that happens a lot at funerals. That's very, very possible. And then also, you know, somebody dies, and then, you know, your families get together, relatives, and all of a sudden maybe a younger person is acting like, you know, Uncle Fred. You go, wow, Uncle Fred, he died and he used to smoke cigars, and maybe Uncle Fred hopped into a woman and she wants to smoke a cigar now or something, you know. Or, oh, wow. You know, they all of a sudden, you know, Uncle Fred loved to play golf, and all of a sudden you find a 15-year-old young lady who wants to play golf. Never played golf in her life, and she wants to now go play golf. Well, that entity's from Uncle Fred is in there. So that's what happens. And they normally will body hop between generations, between family members, because they know the DNA, they know the history of the person. They probably might be the grandparents or great-great-grandparents, and they know you, and they want to be kind of with you, so they hop into the body. Now, your spirit can't say no. Your spirit cannot say no to these things. So all of a sudden, you're being shared with another emotional body or something else. So that's things that happen, you know. It's just weird things. So you want to always, you probably even, I would imagine probably half the people out here listening have had that experience, you know. Somebody dies and, passes on, whatever, you know, no longer here, and all of a sudden you see a person in your, one of your relatives kind of behaving that way. And, that's the way it works. And then also, if you look at somebody like maybe a daredevil type person, I'm trying to think here. I don't know what that would be like. It could be even people that are going into the service. Maybe they have a history of, the relatives that maybe were in the Navy, right? We'll just use that. And then all of a sudden, you know, your great-grandfather was in the Navy, and then your great-grandfather was, and then your father was, and now all of a sudden you feel like you have to join the Navy. Well, maybe one of those people came into you, and they want to have that Navy experience, okay? And that's kind of what happens. Also, let's just kind of look at it another way. Maybe one sideways slightly, but let's just say that there was a race car driver, NASCAR driver or something, right? And maybe the person, was driving the car. Maybe he was, say, 50, and he got into this awful wreck and died. All of a sudden, his son, who maybe is, at the age of 20, 25, who has been driving, and now that father wants to come into the son as the son is racing that car. And this happens all the time with different scenarios like this here. And they wonder, gee, how this person's really, really good. They got all these talents. Where did it come from? Well, that emotional body is now with the son driving the car really fast. This happens with a lot of situations here. And so I'll just turn it back over to you, Cindy. Maybe we can get on another email, okay?
You bet. Thanks, Ron. It does help to hear some similar examples or things that happen so that people can maybe not connect with it, but understand a little bit more on what to watch for or what to do about it. I mean, that's very important, too. It isn't just about what to watch for or that we have some type of issue, an illness, but it's what can we do about it. And fortunately, Ron, that's why you're here to help us, or at least you are helping us. So that's good, and let me just see here if I have another email. Well, I have an interesting email, and this ties into our show from last Friday. And the question is, fantasy or real? And the information coming across has to do with movies. We had talked about how movies are recycling and coming about again and bringing up topics that we may have thought were fairy tales or fantasy. And this particular one has to do with an Argentine tradition about werewolves. And I know there are a lot of different werewolf movies out there, and so the question, are they fantasy or real? Well, in the last couple of weeks, there is an article indicating that there are certain circumstances where a son must be adopted if they are like the seventh son of the family, and maybe no girls in the family. And if they don't, the tradition is, and it's not even saying legend, it's saying the tradition is that they turn into a werewolf and then they create havoc in other ways. And actually on the CLS chat site, there is, under the pictures and videos plus, there is different information regarding the fantasy or real topics that we've talked about. And so, Ron, when we talk about the different movies that come up and or parallel to the real life things, how do we determine, or how do we decide if it is fantasy or real, or that we should do, if it is real, should we do something about it?
Well, movies themselves are there to program you. That's the bottom line, because there's something that you're watching. You know, there's the action in the movie, all the background scenes that's going by. You're normally maybe just focusing on what a few people are doing in the movie, you know, physical people doing something. Then you have the background, and then you also have, you know, what kind of noises are in the background and what's going on with the music and everything else. So there's so much going on for programming of all the different movies that you don't probably know nothing about. I always look for ship clouds, see things. And
during the movies?
Yep. I always look at all the clouds for ships, for alien ships.
Oh.
And it's kind of weird. The new ones, you know, naturally all have chemtrails, almost all of them, you know. So you see a movie that's trying to depict, like, the 1920s, right? And you go, yeah, they got chemtrails in that movie, you know. Here we go. So you know that it's
My gosh.
Yeah. And then I always look for the faces in the ship clouds. You know, there's a storm there. You're going to be seeing the different faces. And you can always pause a movie. You know, you have a DVD and you want to look at it a little closer, because, you know, they're there and they're showing themselves to you. So what you see in the movies, that is all going to be real. And then you have to wonder, you know, since we know about timelines and that the aliens are in control of time as you're being turned off and on, off and on, off and on, without you even knowing it, and say, you know, that looks like a really weird place that movie, you know, has been filmed. Well, very possibly the on and off, on and off. Maybe the aliens took the whole scenario, cameras and all the men and the food, you know, wagons and, you know, whatever is there to make this movie. It could be 500 people, you know, around. They could have lifted them all off a planet, brought them to some other planet, and filmed the movie, okay? Well, naturally, they got to breathe air. So, you know, but things can happen that way. Remember, there's technology you know nothing about. Since they're out of time, you know, maybe they're giving them a little tube to breathe, you know, and they don't know about it, and they're breathing oxygen in a place that would be impossible to live. But, I'm sure there are movies that have been made that are off-planet that if you look at the background in the maybe the ground on some of the movies, and you go, you know, this doesn't feel right to me, okay? So, anyway, I'm kind of like going a little sideways here, but everything that you're seeing is, typically it would be the darkness, the energies that are here in physical bodies, wanting to show the other people in their clan what's coming down. It's like automatic intel, you know? You have all these people out there, and they go, well, we got to wait for this movie to come out. It's called ABC, and the ABC movie is going to tell us what we need to do in the next year or two, as this will give us our particular code words, and we'll get an actual scene of what's going down, so we'll know that this is what our mission is going to be here in the next couple of years. And then the other way to look at it is, you know, you may be there, or not you, but typically, but somebody may say, oh, man, I'm from Alien Race Zebra, and Alien Race Charlie made this movie. And they have that technology, and they're showing the people this. Man, we got to get on the ball and do something ourselves. So, again, it's a way that, you know, that they can come forward and show other alien races what they're bringing in. And so I won't get too much more into that. There's also things you can look at on movie videos and stuff, the music videos and the different hand gestures and stuff, and the way they wear certain T-shirts and different things happening. They're just trying to show somebody out there what clan they're hooked up to. So anyway, I'll drop that right now, and back to you, Cindy.
Well, Ron, you just hit on something huge, because here we are watching movies for, quote, entertainment, unquote, and there's subliminal communication going on, not only to us, because you'd mentioned about the music and then, of course, the story itself, and then they're communicating to their team. I can't remember what you said, like their teams or their cohorts.
Yeah, that's it, because they want to disseminate their information in a movie, because movies go worldwide, okay? And so they're able to give the information to their ground crew or the other members in their clan to show them what they're doing. What an easy way to do that is put it into a movie. And maybe they might say, a half an hour into the movie, get your timer going, and at 30 minutes, I want you all to click your pause off and on, off and on, off and on, and you're going to be able to probably see some hidden material in there that nobody else would even be able to realize or look at. And this will give you what your next mission is going to be. So, they all know this stuff. And so some people wonder why movies are so awful and why they're showing alien movies, invasions here. Well, hello. Nothing to, you got to realize that they're only doing it because that's a reality, and that reality could be on your timeline that you're on here, or it could be on other timelines, and it maybe has already happened. Or it's going to be happening. So that's all that they're mm-hmm. going to be showing you is what's happening. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Well, and there's nothing stopping the aliens, because not only are we being presented the information, there are so many shows geared towards kids, whether they're cartoons or they're animated, even movies, that have types of messages too geared towards kids. And how strong is that for programming on kids at their young age?
Yeah, and if they even know it, yeah. And maybe they're using that movie to have people hop into them. So, that's another thing,
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things can happen.
Somebody in the chat was asking about, talking about the entities in a baby could be body hopped or maybe reincarnation of a past relative. Another comment is, so will we get abducted to the odd planet just by watching that movie?
Could you get abducted? Well, that's a possibility. Much like you could have troubles happening by reading an email from somebody. You want to do some searching on something, or looking and looking and looking, and all of a sudden, some agency out there wanted to put this website up under, we'll just say, the name of the Healthy Human website. They sell all these healthy herbs and stuff for people, and that agency mm-hmm. could be connected to chemtrails, So you get on there and you get hit, with an alien attack or even some type of psychic attack, and now you're finding that you want to buy this special product, and it's only like twice as much as everybody else's, but it's better. And now you find yourself buying this product because they say that it's better, and you believe it. So the whole thing is, you know, it's all just the way it is. You know, you need to get in the moment and, you know, ask your spirit what's happening. So back to you.
Right, and I could see where we would be kind of desensitized, especially from youth. We've seen the cartoons and the movies and animation, and even with the video games, getting all caught up in there. And definitely programmed. And I don't want to get too caught up into anything any more negative, but thinking about the video games and then how much violence there is out there, young people, and because they got caught up in a game and then they took it to real life. And that's happened probably in the last 2 months. I had heard about 3 or 4 different situations regarding that. So those kids were definitely programmed. Well, Ron, when we're talking about fantasy or real, that reminds me that not only have you been bringing us up to speed and all the things that we thought were true about our spirit, or that we had control of different aspects of our life, and you've been helping us understand that that is not so. And that reminds me of the Los Angeles Expo that you have coming up, and at the top of the flyer it says, "The Mythbreaker, Ron Amatron, Demystifying Our Reality," and that is just right on target. So very excited to see that actually in print. I don't know that I've seen it on your website, but that really does make sense. And I guess I'd like to see some comments either in the chat room or tlsquestions@yahoo.com on some things that listeners out there had believed and realized weren't true as they were being introduced to Creation Lightship Healings with Ron. So, well, Ron, you've spent many years enlightening us, and does it feel like it's a never-ending situation?
Yeah, the dark side always tries to do something, to bring forth more stuff and to capture more people. And right now the new timelines are, I'll just say, coming in. The soldiers are, and the other people that are helping are battling these to get these particular timelines and or the transmitted programs, okay, that are going to be received by the clones here. So a lot of those, as of this minute, are not coming in, but they come in continuously. I think you may find yourself, as you look at the clones, maybe in the next couple of weeks, they're going to have a little harder time getting jump started for 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those codes are the programs, the codes, whatever word you want to say there, the satellite transmissions, whatever the clone is using, get updated and upgraded for the new operating system. Those energies are now under full attack, so I can say that much, but that's about all I can really talk about, because naturally, they will get data eventually. But if you felt things changing or being different, the last couple of days, I would say 31st and the 1st were just awful days for me. Right now, it feels pretty good. Those 2 days were not good. But remember, we're living in a cloned world now. And what are the clones going to do to humans? And, you know, maybe they're just space holders here to be slaves for the aliens. And or maybe they just want to have a few humans here. And you naturally have to have clones to, you know, to work at the gas station to take your money and everything else out there, because if clones weren't here, and maybe society on the planet would fall apart. So maybe that's their purpose, is to, you know, have them do that. You know, they arrive. So, you know, just see what the new movies are about coming out. As the dark side, the aliens, you know, are bringing forth that information of what's going on. And, you know, the movies are probably, the people making the movies are being downloaded with scripts somehow. Maybe 2-3 years before stuff happens here. And so the movie comes out. Wow, that's really synchronistic. You know, we've been talking about it on our program here. All of a sudden, within a few months, the movie comes out. And you go, yeah, well, that's a good validation. But they knew about it way before that, because they were doing the movie. So but the whole thing is, how close is it coming to our reality? And maybe they picked that perfect time. I remember a few years ago seeing movies coming out, especially, I think a couple broke on 11-11-11, you know. They wanted to do that. So things always happen according to ritual numbers, ritual dates. And I would think that January 20th, since that's a key date, there'd be something going on at that time, too. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy. Do we have any interesting people on the chat room or emails in there?
Everyone in the chat room and everyone listening are interesting. And we do have an interesting comment that just popped up. Here's the statement: most movies have ill-intended and very morbid feelings for others. And let's see here. Stuff I believed before Ron. So, Ron, these are myth breakers that you've helped us with. God, karma, life purpose, one twin flame as a love partner, and almost all felt wrong and all had holes in the explanations. So you were able to help point out those for this person, and probably for many people, for myself for sure. Well, something else regarding the fantasy or real, Ron, it was mentioned that with the Hollywood movie types, the directors are told they need to make a certain percentage of the movies about real facts. And specifically, we had talked about The Mist and how that reflects on being real, that they had to put real stuff in there. What do you believe about that, Ron?
It is possible, yeah. And you don't know, you know, as you watch these scenes of things happening, you don't know if they're really sacrificing somebody or somebody actually gets hurt during that process of the movie. You know, and mm-hmm. that could be something going on, too. What was that, the martial art gentleman who got killed, got shot to death, Bruce Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting, you know. Not really for me, but, you know, maybe he was shot on a certain day of the year, and that was a sacrificial type of day, and he was sacrificed. That's a possibility, you know. But anyway, I don't want to get into that stuff.
Wow.
You know, look at these
right
scenarios and, you know, open your eyes, and you start connecting the dots. And all of a sudden, you know, by the time you're done with connecting a bunch of dots, just know that, yeah, I wish we could get out of here, you know. why am I here? Why am I suffering so much? You know, but then you got to get back into the present moment. Go, well, I'll make the best of it here. And then you realize you don't want to connect with, okay? You know, talking to a gentleman a while back here, and he was going to have, I guess, a lady friend come over, and I guess she had a lot of emotional issues and stuff, and he did his emotional clearing, so he basically kind of felt much better than he did before, and he didn't want to deal with her stuff, you know, and that's what people do is they have all this stuff, so, you know, and women, and it's interesting how I have men now coming on. I'm really grateful to have men. Before when I started, all I had was women. It's like 99% women, 1% men. I'm just dealing with women all the time and all the time, you know. And the women would say, you know, Ron, my husband doesn't get this here, you know, and got my emotional healing, and I want to get a divorce. And I said, well, wait a minute, hold on here, hang on. You know, they go, I don't want to deal with this stuff any longer. You know, and I go, well, give him the emotional healing, you know. And I go, yeah, we never thought about that. but now, you know, the men are feeling the same way. You know, I get a lot of men saying, mm-hmm. you know, I don't even really want to go out anymore with women because of all this stuff that they have and all these emotions, and I'm out of emotions now. So you just do an emotional clearing for the people. Then you're on the same page. But, you know, to have males come forward now is quite interesting. And I think they started coming probably maybe 4 years ago, I think. So very, very good. Maybe even a little bit longer. But basically all I was talking to was women. Anyway.
Excellent. Hey, Ron, you mentioned about Bruce Lee, and actually Brandon Lee is Bruce Lee's son, and he's the one that died doing a movie from a prop gun. However, I just Googled it, and in here it says, Bruce Lee's Game of Death movie reveals what really killed his son, and it foreshadowed the son. So, and it says there's some other eerie similarities or conspiracies surrounding that. And so, again, fantasy or real, sometimes there's such a fine line. And you have to think, oh, gee, it probably is real. And when we were talking about the movie situation, The Mist, the Guild Wars game phase, the type of the movie that they release is called The Mist, and that's described as the oldest thing in existence that exists between the worlds, and like floats between islands and in the ether between reality and that to me is fascinating too, because when it starts like the story, so to speak, starts adding up and snowballing and is so large and turns into a whole world, an underworld. And then it brings up about portals and how to channel power of force within the mist. Fantasy or real? Wow.
Yeah, and what you find out on movies, you may just think, oh, man, this is like, oh, I can't really handle this. I don't understand it. It's way over my head, or how could that ever be like that? And then as you notice, as you get older, since you do age, you know, you look and you go, oh, I saw that. In fact, go back in some of your old movies, and they're really, really slow. I looked at a movie that was made like in the 70s, you know, I kind of wanted to watch this. And I go, man, these guys are running about two-thirds slower mentally. Maybe they're on pot, who knows, you know, back then, but,
mm-hmm.
you, but anyway, the, you know, they were running, you know, really, really slow mentally compared to what people are running now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you may even get an old movie and watch it, and it's hard to watch it because kind of like anxious, you know, because you want this thing to move on, and they're just like trying to connect
dots.
And remember, when they came out, everybody was at the same speed.
Right.
So, and what you do have to remember is that what's probably in the underground, the information that people have right now, you're probably, you know, maybe 100 years behind the alien stuff in the underground facilities, okay, with what they already know and have. So when you hear of this great invention that somebody came out with, that thing's probably already been superseded and dumped, you know, because they have something much, much better. So, you know, that's what you got to look at is, and you know, it'd be nice to have that technology of whatever it is brought forward up here, and we could probably do, you know, some really nice things with it, whatever that would be. But remember, what you're seeing is old technology, even though it looks new to you. So, you know, just remember that. And but, you know, your mindset, what you believe, what you think is possible, your mind may not accept something that's new, you know. So, and that far into the future, because that future timeline may not integrate with you, okay? Maybe a whole different vocabulary, and you don't know what that vocabulary is yet. 100 years, you're going to know what it is. But right now, you don't. And so that's the whole process, is that how far can they take us and how fast? And maybe that's why they don't want to do anything to really help us out, because they may see us as really, you know, lower evolved race of people. And the clones, they can jumpstart instantly. All they got to do is change a program. Just like you going down and say, you know, I got my laptop here, and, you know, I bought it in, say, 2008. Or maybe I got an XP laptop, we'll say, and it, you know, they don't support it any longer. I better go buy a new one. So you throw your old one away, you get a brand new one, and now, man, you got everything, all the bells and whistles, you know, that you didn't have before. You have to know how to use it, you know. And then naturally,
right,
all your old programs and all your software that you had that you knew how to use upside down and backwards, you know, now you have to get a whole new learning curve, because all this new stuff that you didn't really look at or know about, now you have to buy something that's different, and you got a whole new learning curve on it. But at that point, you upgrade yourself. But the aliens may just see you as, you know, we can just take this clone and, you know, going like from, you know, just, you know, in 10 minutes, it's like you going into a Best Buy or wherever and buying a new computer. Instantly, it's updated and it's raring to go. With the same body, where you are kind of sluggish, you know, you don't get all this stuff. Oh.
Right.
And that's why you want to be in the now, because the now, then you can use spirit energy and get your information that's far more than what the aliens can give you. And they don't want you to do that. And that's why they're trying to probably eliminate the human race here. Oh, we'll just, maybe we could talk about that on the next shows coming up. If anybody's seen any weird things happening, you know, over the holidays here, where the clones were just really goofy. I think they have somebody coming on tomorrow night to talk about a clone interaction. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy. We've probably got, I think we can get off at 5 minutes after the hour, so we still have about maybe 15 minutes, we'll say.
Okay. Well, we have two more hours of show to do. So what I'm wondering is, I happen to be co-hosting on Monday night. Do you think that we would be able to carry some of this information over?
That'd be a great idea. We'll just continue it over.
Okay.
That'd be wonderful.
Because we want... Good. We wanted to talk tonight also about DNA and cloning and how that works, and actually it's been going on for a long time, and so we wanted to talk about that too, so maybe we can deal with that on Monday. But right now I have an email comment regarding a very well-known family entertainment business that I will not state on the air, and I guess there's some YouTube information about subliminal messages in these movies, and again, family, so we're including kids in this, and the note says that this person was a 33rd degree Mason, and that, of course, is considered a dark energy. We talked about that, golly, I think it was last Friday. So, that's pretty shocking. So fantasy or reality. Okay, well, we have some definite topics to carry over regarding some movies that are out or have been out like for the last 3 or 4 years. And there's a fine line between real or fantasy. So we'll keep that. Some of the links of the information are at the CLS chat site. And if you go to the tab that says Picture Videos, you'll see information and links regarding some of the topics that Ron has brought up, asking or bringing to us, you know, fantasy or real. And so it's been very interesting. I'll try to get some of these other movies listed on there. And Matrix was another one that really seemed as it was, you know, I guess listed as fantasy, but it really feels real. What do you think about the Matrix movie, Ron? Do you remember that?
Well, all those movies like that. It's just a clue, show you, you know, different things. And if you rewatch an older movie that you've seen, you know, a while back, you may get some awareness that you didn't have before. And when you first see a movie, you kind of get inundated with what they're trying to tell you, and it may just go over your head. And then as it settles in and you start having, you know, more of a physical experience of what they're talking about and the reality of what that would be, then you kind of understand it more. So, you know, it's all those movies are just strictly there to tell you to awaken a few people. Like I said, they're probably telling the dark side, other people, the other beings, you know, what they're doing. So I always look for things like that when I watch movies to see what's going to be happening and what I need to do to hopefully try to change something. But other than that, that's what the movies are for. They're just there to entertain you at first. And if it's too bad, then you may you could have an abduction problem, depending on what they're talking about and how they're working with things.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Wow. Well, yeah, they're definitely working in all dimensions to hook into us. So let's see here. In comment to those myth-breaking beliefs that you have helped us with, Ron, we have another comment about that. Also, no problems were solved by believing these things, like these myths that we talked about, as far as life purpose and God and that type of thing. And somebody seconded that message. And another comment is, yes, these explanations were never completed or even given or explained properly. So I suppose it was a given, you know, you say this and therefore it is. Whereas, Ron, what you're doing for us is sharing healings or clearings with us and explaining why we would need it and then compare the difference afterwards. So that's very self-empowering. So thank you for doing that. Oh, by the way, there is a self-empowerment clearing at creationlightship.com, too. Most of the topics, you can just search for a part of the topic. Like if you put in self, you can see what comes up. There's probably three areas of self-empowerment there. Somebody's asking about a key date. Well, this is for the future. A key date for January 20th, 2015. Does that need to be timeline crashed or cleared? You know, is there something about that?
Yeah, you might want to do that. That might be a good thing to do. It's coming up here, so. I would probably do a timeline crash on it. Might look at other January 20th and see what happened on that date. I think that's the date that I know the date's really popular, aside from having the presidential stuff going on. I know other things have happened. So there are those key dates that are used time to do certain things. And so when those things are being used, let's just say that the date that Kennedy was assassinated, okay? So that date may have been used throughout time and history of events. And so you have things that kind of are copy and pasted, and the energy goes along with that copy and paste. So, just pick something that, really took humanity. I can't recall the actual date Princess Diana had her accident there, where she was killed, but that date would probably be a sacrificial date for some of those groups out there. What happened on that date for other people or throughout our history? Anyway, I don't want to get too much into that, but if you're awake enough, you look at that and say, wow, this date's coming up here. I wonder what really happened. I'm going to do a Google search for that date. And you might find something that go, wow, this thing really relates to me, this is when this happened here, and, maybe it happened, let's say you're you're Irish, right, for instance, okay? You Google this date, and they go, oh, man, they had this big war for the Irish on this date. And you go, wow, I'm Irish. That's in my genetics. What do they do back then? How are they using that date to control the Irish, And so you have to look at that, how these programs are being used. So, when you do feel funny about a date, Google it and see what happens and find out how it relates to you. Anyway, this show will be coming to an end pretty soon here, so I'll turn it back over to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. Well, we do have some comments about belief systems and like magic, is it real or not real? And it almost sounds like cloning in a way, because a man and a woman's body sections were switched during a magic video. Let's see here. We do have a request for an entity clearing, and then we also have a request, actually questions regarding the whole life emotional clearing. I see that person also sent an email, so maybe we'll be able to answer that. But Juan, would you be able to do either of those clearings for us before we go tonight?
Yeah, what kind of clearing today?
Entity, and then an emotional clearing, whole lifetime. Well, emotional clearing.
Okay, yeah, I'll do an entity one for everybody. We just got off the call for entities. So entities are, maybe you got your shoulder hurts, so entities are now on your shoulder and wonder why you can't get rid of the pain and why you're not healing, because they all hopped on board to steal your energy. So that's how you want to look at entities. Maybe you have a certain mannerism. Mm-hmm. Maybe you flap the handle instantly when something goes wrong or something, or give people the oneness sign all the time, and whatever, you have. Maybe it could be an entity in you. Maybe you like to argue with people, and it's not you. Entity. So here we go. Think of your own particular situation here, taking away entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I guess we'll probably just stop there. That's entities. And we have our 4-hour call coming up here on Sunday. Sample the energies. And like I said, if you need to send us an email, we can send you one back about the link to pay for. It's $20, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific time. It's a 4-hour call, so we'll have a lot of fun. you know, planting your seeds of intention. So you're actually sampling the energies that more than likely are going to be coming this year. You know, nothing's in stone. And then from there, get a little heads up on what you're going to be experiencing. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. I'll do the mind to heart drop. Thank you, Cindy. Here we go, mind to heart drop to get you into more peace energy. So dropping down and in your spirit. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So blessings, and we'll see you on tomorrow's program, same time, same station. Like they used to say in L.A., be there or be square. So we'll see you, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Be sure and check out creationlightship.com. It's top of the page for events. And see you tomorrow night.